Last time on Bucci.
Pretty.
Hi, Ken.
Seems like a lot of people, Bucci's enemies, got his premium. So I have two options. One, think of an option. Two, some sort of get-rich-quick scheme.
Baseball field, basement full of money and stuff. What do you? How much are you trying to make and how little of time? You need it liquid, too?
He doesn't know what that means.
I need cold, hard cash if I'm ever going to get to Athens.
Cold, hard cash.
That's a long lifeline. That means you love Putin.
You know, different colors make people hungry or feel different emotions.
I think people are not understanding the quickness of our get-rich-quick.
I just think that whatever your scheme is, you should make sure that you're careful about what plots you select.
I was running on the fumes of, how would you say, fantasy.
Hi, Bucci. Hi, Mrs. Bandit. This is Bucci. Okay.
That's embarrassing.
So, you know insomnia cooking? It's insomnia charcuterie board.
Get. So I got an idea for you. You gotta get a big bucket full of screws. Then you open up a tire shop. Then you throw the screws in the street near the tire shop to generate business.
Here's what you do. You get your adage generator fired up and you charge people $20 an adage to get in. You tell them you need an adage to enter.
What's that about, Ken?
Do we have to ask him for permission?
It's your lucky day. I got the money-making thing of the century.
Go for it.
It's inventing new colors.
I hope we're as rich as you one day, Jeff.
I'm worried that people are giving out their ideas.
I'm not worried about that at all.
I got all my blood back. Uh-huh. They just take out the plasma.
Women's plasma gets more?
Premium plasma.
I want to build upon it. I want to build upon your economic needs and the things you have.
It's all about storytelling. We're world building here.
Women understand this. You don't.
Yeah, you don't get it.
Hello! You should have a divorce!
I see this as going into something bigger, like one of the cable networks.
What if it was like a chocolate mousse?
What are you talking about?
You should step out in front of like a very small car or an e-bike.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
I think you should start a cult instead.
I tried. Remember?
You don't like to accept feedback on any of your ideas, as we know.
Is my microphone?
No.
What?
Right, hey, hold on. All right, I'm gonna turn down some lights. It's so bright in here. I feel like I'm being interrogated. Back in the old interrogation room. Bucci, where did you put my power strip? You better tell me. I'm playing good cop. Wait until the bad cop comes in. He loves power. These cops are so stupid.
Bucci.
The power strip was in his hands the whole time. Jesus.
Bucci.
Let's get the show. Oh, not here. Cremo Coyle is still in here. He's trying on his new parka. He just bought it. He just told me he just bought a parka. You should have seen his eyes light up. I've never seen his eyes light up. Not even when he's got a bright light on him and he's being interrogated. By Bucci.
Bucci.
It's loud. Yeah, what is it? What kind of parka? Tom and Jerry parka. It's Tom and Jerry all over it. We have this full-length mirror in the studio, which is usually used for a really long line of cocaine, but Cremo uses it to check himself out, like you would use a regular mirror. You look good, man. You do. You look good. He looks terrible. It's a child-sized parka. He can barely get his one arm in it. So he's just hanging off one arm. You look great, man.
Trust Bucci.
All right, let's, I need something to wet the old whistle. Prison hooch. I love a prison hooch. It's the only kind of hooch.
For Booch.
I got it. My aunt is currently serving a little time in Allentown prison for just contempt of court, but it's like a 2-week sentence, but she's already been smuggling out hooch, you know? She makes it with whiskey and sodas. She smuggles it out in glasses as well, just glasses of whiskey and soda. She gets, she's the top dog in that prison. Literally. Oh, Boochie. So, I'm just sorry about the pause. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. It's been a slow week for B-Dot. Nothing much going on. Oh, you know what? I do have something. You know those sweaters that people, usually men, where there's like a zipper, but it only goes down a little bit, like a quarter zip sweater, doesn't go all the way down. Well, this week I know it's stupid. I became a fan of those. That might not seem like much of an accomplishment, but first of all, don't police my accomplishments. But it is one. You know, I never like them. People who follow Bucci on Instagram, Bucci Nights, know that I like my sweaters to zip all the way down. All the way down. Like, what else are you doing with your time? You can't zip your sweater all the way down. You know, what are you doing? You're not doing it. If you're anything like Bucci, you spend most of your time staring into the mirror, watching your face age. And I can do that. I can multitask. I can do that while simultaneously zipping my sweater up and down and over 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 again until the zip breaks off the tracks over and over and my fingers start bleeding and breathing. Gasping and gasping. It's not rocket science. But then, okay, so then this week, my father-in-law's girlfriend got me a present, and son of a bitch, it was a quarter zip sweater. That's what it was. And I almost threw it in the trash, man. Gotta drink more hooch. Yeah, almost threw it in the trash and then puked in the trash. But out of respect for my father-in-law's girlfriend, I didn't do that, and I gave it a second look. And it wasn't, I don't know, I found it to be not that bad. It's Bucci's favorite color, brownish. Soft as an old banana, my favorite texture. So even though, you know, in my brain, I was screaming, no, 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 this isn't right, this is wrong, no, 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 I kind of liked it. Popped the collar on my head, made me look like a Fonz. You know, I look good. I looked like a Fonz that makes at least $20,000 a year.
Ooh.
So it was a little bit strange to see me in something that I have fought against, you know, my whole life. You know, I got all this peer pressure. You know, in high school, I used to go to all these hardcore shows, and everyone there would be in the quarter zip sweater, and I'd get beat up in the pit. I think that's why I got beat up in the pit. That's why I assumed I was, because I was the only one not wearing one of these things anyway. So my, you know, it's a little bit strange. The world, she has been upended, or at least the part of the world that had opinions about sweaters. But since that moment, which was 3 days ago, I haven't taken it off. And then I went to Macy's, I bought 12 more of these things. And maybe it's dumb, but I kind of feel like I accomplished a little something. I feel like I bettered Bucci in a way that I have not bettered Bucci in a while. You know, I'm happy. My recent wife is sort of happy. It all works out. Well, so, anyway, so let me zip this baby down and get the show started, eh? Okay. Ah. That actually kind of hurt a little bit. All right, let's get into the show. Proper. Sorry for, bear with me. You know, it's not every show or every week or every day that I have changed my opinion on something. And this was a big one.
Trust, Bucci.
So, show is going, I feel like after post-marathon, I feel like the show is in a healthy place, is in a good place. People are engaged. More people are subscribing to the Bucci podcast, which is just this show, but on Apple. And I'm generally hearing good things from people. I'm getting a pretty nice reaction when I tell people what my show is on FMU. They say, "Oh, I love FMU. You're a DJ. What's your show?" And you know,
Bucci.
And, you know, I'm getting this like, oh, okay, cool. So that's nothing to sneeze at. But the thing is, with this all this new fan base that is starting to leak in, I feel like the show is still not understood. When I press people about what is your favorite thing about the show? What is it? Why do you like the show? And then they waffle. Say, oh, I like topics. Okay, which topic? Dream charcuterie? That's not a topic. I've never done that topic. The charcuterie keeps rotting, and I've never been able to properly do it. So they say, no, I like it when the guy who created Monk says something indefensible. No, that's not Bucci, that's 7 Second Delay. Listen to you loop. I like it when you hate Google. No, that's not this show, that's Ask Alan. I like it when you talk about fonts. No, that's another show. I don't remember which show that is, but it's another show. It was briefly on and then canceled. So it appears that maybe you don't know Bucci at all. Maybe you're just a casual listener, this show does not reward the casual listener. It barely rewards the active listener.
Bucci.
It rewards Bucci to a certain extent, and station manager Ken. But I understand. I'm a pretty private person. PPP. I don't talk about myself. I don't, you know, like any talk radio host. It's, you know, I leave it to the callers to be the content. You know, I don't really like it. You know, it's not about me. But I do kind of want to get a gauge of, like, where I am and where you are and how involved you are. And if we are holding hands straight up, figuratively. I like to think that I am. We are kind of, in a way, holding hands. Again, I have a mannequin arm and you're holding arms with a mannequin arm. And I am 10 feet away. Sorry. So I figured, you know what, there is an IQ test for the show that has been created. It was created by a man, I know, Dr. Brad Ford. He was my former hernia doctor, but he left his practice to work on a cruise ship and design IQ tests.
Booch Q.
Or Booch Q tests. That's what they're called, Booch Qs.
Booch Q.
IQ tests are deeply flawed. I know that. I can hear you talking to the radio. They don't take into account a bunch of stuff, emotional factors or social factors or cultural backgrounds. They're biased. They're heavily, heavily influenced, right, by the biases of the person who created the test. They've caused harm in the world and are useless. And, you know, because even putting aside all of those biases, there's no single test that will ever be the, you know, the final word on someone's intelligence. But this one is going to be definitive. The BoochQ test is designed to measure a person's intelligence as it relates to the show, Boochie. I have it here, right here. It's a series of questions designed to determine, you know, how much you show, how much you know the show, Boochie, and the guy, Boochie. This isn't an easy test, but I think if you're an active listener, if you followed the show, I think you'll know about it and all of its parts. So, have this test right here. No, wait, this is it. Sounds different. And after the break, I'm going to quiz you. All sorts of great questions up there, you know. How long are Boochie's fingernails? Trick question, doesn't have any. What's his favorite drop?
Smooth Booch.
How long does it take for Boochie to prepare for a show? That's right, 6 minutes. It's tricky. 6 minutes on WFMU.
I saw Hollywood, I never see triple B. From LA to New York, I hate to make them scream.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
IQ tests, BoochQ tests.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Boochie your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Boochie, come on, New Order, let's go down a little bit. You've had your whole life to be popular. I only have 1 hour. Hey, it's Boochie. Today, we're doing the Boochie IQ test. People are already calling it the BoochQ test. I didn't name it that way.
BoochQ.
People on the chat board over there at WFMU.org did. Thank you very much. So I have a series of tests. Questions that my doctor, Dr. Brad Ford, created, and they are designed to gauge your knowledge about the show and, to a lesser extent, about the DJ. So today, take a BoochQ test. We have all sorts of scores, too. Let me look at these scores. 130, very high. 129... 120, 129, superior, 110 to 119, high average, 90 to 109, average, 80 to 89, low average, 70, 79, borderline, below 70, extremely low. These are the grades that we will not be using. The grading will be secret until the results are posted on Blue Sky. Caller, you go, Boochie.
Stop, no.
Oh, my God.
I can. Thank you.
Hello.
Sorry, I was being offered a muffin, Boochie.
Who was? Who is this?
Boochie.
Yeah.
This is Zatramana.
Oh, hey, sir. How are you doing? Who offered you a muffin?
Oh, my daughter.
Okay. What kind of muffin is it? Why am I asking these questions?
Blueberry.
That is not... That might
blueberry
be
with a little sugar crumble on the
that's
top.
That's on your IQ test. What kind of muffin did Zachary's daughter feed him? Blueberry. I wasn't.
No, I didn't eat it. I said I ate too many tacos.
So please don't be holding a muffin while you're talking to Bucci. It's one of my pet peeves.
Is it?
Yes. Obviously. I've said that many times. It's on this list right here.
Oh. Okay. And yeah, IQ is largely pseudoscientific swim.
Hey, man, I agree, but the BoochQ test is not pseudoscience. It is science.
I know. This is the real deal. This is Bucci science.
I know. Okay. So do you want to do a multiple choice? What?
I want to do free association, open-ended.
How many hot dogs can Bucci not eat? How many hot dogs can Bucci not eat?
Versing who? Which one? Which person?
Which person?
Yeah, you ate many. You tried to eat not many hot dogs.
Right. So how many total have I not been able to eat?
Oh, sometimes you ate, sometimes you not ate 1, 10, 0. I mean, it depended on who the caller was.
No. It depends on, there's a definitive answer, Zachary.
If you listen to the episode, Bucci, I think most will agree it was undetermined.
That is wrong. So I'm afraid it is not determined. It is determined.
What?
Yeah. There is a direct number. The most I haven't eaten, there is a number.
The most you haven't eaten?
Yes. You want to give it a
in
second
what
bite of the
competition,
apple
competition, though? That's what I'm saying.
In life and on the show.
Oh, in general?
Oh, my God. I just lost
not eaten,
three calls
not eaten,
of this
seven,
call.
I think.
No, that's wrong.
You passed up a pack of hot dogs, right? You ate one out of it, and you left the other seven.
It's 37. I have not eaten 37 hot dogs in one sitting. That's as much
you're
as
you're still
I've
counting
ever.
Those 30.
And then I got sick.
Yeah. Bucci.
Sorry. I would ask more, but I have another call.
Hey, take it, Bucci.
Oh, wait. I locked the call so I can't hang up on you. There you go. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Hey, it's Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Oh, good. Do you want to take a BoochQ test?
Sure.
Have you ever been tested? Have anyone ever tested your intelligence or tested your patience?
I don't know if I've had an intelligence test, but I took the SATs. Bucci. That's kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But the BoochQ test is not that. You wouldn't teach it in any university yet. Hopefully, I'm trying to get it into Loyola, but,
Okay, you're trying to get into payola?
No, Loyola. Loyola University. I slipped it under the dean's door.
Loyola, yeah, right.
Okay
that's,
so what? Yeah. Okay, Franco, do you want to? You want me to hit you with a question?
Sure.
Okay. What does Bucci sell on street corners? A, holographic posters of Harry Potter. B, corn. C, windbreakers. D, Bucci.
None of the above.
There is no none
of
the
above.
I would say
cups of chopped fruit.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Okay, that's wrong. I failed. Okay.
Yep. I'm Franco, I'm disappointed. I would have thought that you know me more than a hand loves a glove. We're together.
But
I feel like I've been talking.
Like the SATs.
Oh, you think it's
I was a contrarian.
Yes.
Okay.
So I see this as another example of a difference between us that prevents you. But, I don't know. You're one of my oldest listeners.
Okay, no. I want to be really level with you. I want to say, if you don't have, I'll try another question.
No.
But I don't recognize any of those single things as things that you sold. Hats. Oh, I remember you got thrown in jail for, you sold a violin? I don't know.
Yes, I did know it was a mandolin. I stole, well, that was all.
Oh, a mandolin! Then you stepped on someone's mandolin.
Yes, no, I took got rid of some of them. All right, Franco, thanks for failing the BoochQ test. You've really hurt my feelings. Goodbye. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Hey, Bucci. It's Daniel in Portage Park.
Hey, Daniel in Portage Park. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Just having some pirate booty. Sour cream and onion flavor. It's not bad.
Yeah, how about those bulls, huh?
Yeah, man. They're pretty good.
No.
Right?
They're terrible. The owner refuses to invest in the team. Sorry, I didn't mean to scream at
you. Well, you know, they had their moment in the 90s, I guess. Yeah, you can't ask for more.
2010.
I
ask for more. I demand more of my bulls and bulls in general. So do you want to take a how do you think you know this show pretty good?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'll hit you with that question again, okay? The same one.
I was going to have my kids call, but they left.
Oh, okay. So let's try this one again. What does Bucci sell on street corners? A, holographic posters of Harry Potter. B, corn. C, windbreakers. D, Bucci.
Windbreakers as in like a coat?
Yes, a windbreaker
coat. Like
as a
protective layer?
Yes, that's right.
When would you sell these?
On Thursdays.
Only on Thursdays?
That's right.
Overcast?
What's that now?
Weather permitting?
No, all weathers. Every weather.
All weathers.
Every weather okay. That you got on Thursday, Bucci's out there selling either posters of Harry Potter, corn, windbreakers, or himself.
Like elote? Like hot corn?
You're stalling there.
I'm trying to get more details.
There are no... You should know this at the top of your brain. It should be at the tip of your tongue.
I'm going to go with corn.
You shouldn't be able to kiss someone because this is on the tip of your tongue. You're going to say corn? That's incorrect. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, sir. Thank you very much. Maybe your kids will have better luck. Tell them to use their cell phones and call the DJ.
Okay, thanks.
All right, goodbye. He's not going to do that. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hi, yes. Hi. This is Oscar, and I'm ready for the test now. Thank you.
My mother. Okay, Oscar. You're ready. Okay. You ready for one? Okay. What kind of sweaters does Bucci wear? Now,
a blue sweater?
No, that's not right.
Oh, okay.
Let me give you a hint. It was talked about earlier at the top of this show. I see.
I missed it.
All right, sorry, Oscar. It's very reassuring to know that.
I'll do better.
Next time, don't be watching so much Family Matters and more listening to the top of Bucci.
Yes, thank you.
All right, goodbye. This is a disaster. Caller Yagabuchi. Hello. Okay. What is Bucci's favorite kind of air? That's right, dead air. 201-209-9368. We got the Booch Q test here. So far, it's a little disappointing. It feels like people are just saying that they like the show, like people when they say they like the fourth season of Fargo and the fifth season of Fargo. But reality, you know, that's not the people don't like those. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Bandit.
Hey, Bandit, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
That's great. So, Bandit, you are a loyal listener of this show. You're always very engaged. You were, I think, hitting on my wife last week. So
That was a Bucci slip.
That was an accident. Right. Bucci and slip, yes.
Freudian, Bucci and same thing.
Okay, let's see. All right, what sound does it... We're going to have another sweater-based question. Are you ready there, Bandit?
Uh-huh.
What sound does it make when Bucci unzips his sweaters? What's the sound that you hear?
It was kind of like a skin peeling from a leather chair sound followed by a zip.
Could you make the sound yourself? Because I'm not entirely sure what you're talking about there.
You know, it was kind of like a...
You got it, man. That's right. First one to get it right. See, this is what I'm talking about. All right, just relax. I'm going to hang up on you. I didn't like that sound. When you get it right, just be quiet and let Bucci rain compliments on you. Caller Yagabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, it's Jessa.
Oh, hey, Jessa. How are you? Been a while.
All right.
Been a while, my friend.
I know.
Why have to stop calling people my friend?
I had school. I had class on Tuesdays. And then when I didn't have class, I was doing this other thing. It was every Tuesday at 6, I had something else to do. Something I would you know, I actually put a sticker on my car only on Tuesdays that says I'd rather be listening to Bucci.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. And you know what? You can do your own, the Jessa IQ test, and the question could be, what sticker is on Jess's dashboard? And the answer is, of course, listen to Bucci, which,
yes,
that's a good one. All right, Jess, do you want to do one?
No, I just called. You just called. I'm going to hang up now.
How much money does that kid who calls say Bucci owes him?
You owe Henry $10.
$10. That's right. Well, I mean, it's right and wrong, because I don't owe that kid jack. But he claims that, and he does it in small claims court because he's this little kid. That's why he called.
Now you're gonna end up on Judge Judy.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, too. All right, Jess, it's really nice hearing from you. Let's talk offline, as they say.
Oh, all right, Bucci.
All right, goodbye. I shouldn't have said that. Caller, you go, Bucci. Oh, man.
Yeah, hello, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Leo.
Hey, Leo. What's going on, man?
Not much.
How many IQ tests have you taken?
Zero.
Zero. Okay, not even in any school, or you know, you and your boys are hanging out on the street corner, and you guys you test each other.
Nah, not really, you know.
All right. Okay, well, you're a weirdo, but let's okay.
I mean, I know I'm dumb. I don't need an IQ test to know that.
Okay, so what? You ready? You want a quiz? You want a quiz question? It's not a quiz.
Yeah, wouldn't be calling
it's a
Bucci
Q question. All right, what is Bucci's scarecrow stuffed with?
Do I get multiple choice?
Okay, yes. So A, the pages of his novel. B, hay. C, Primus CDs. D, all of the above.
I'm going to say all of the above.
No, sorry. It's the pages of my novel. You know what? I will almost give it to you because it used to be stuffed with all that stuff. I almost cursed. But now I took it all out, and I got to keep my novel safe. So I put it in the scarecrow. You don't understand.
Yeah, I understand. I got you.
Leo, thank you. You tried. That's it. That's the end.
Booch Q for Booch.
All right. 201-209-9368. I think so far we've only got a couple correct answers. Jessa and that guy, Cricket, or Bandit. Cricket's a DJ here at WFMU. An excellent one. The answer to the question, what does Bucci sell on street corners, by the way? Holographic posters of Harry Potter. B, corn. C, windbreakers. D, Bucci. It's windbreakers. I've been doing it on Thursdays, and even in the summertime, I have to be out there because it's Katz's Deli pays me in, you know, corned beef and pennies. 201-209-9368. I can't just take this test by myself. What happened to this button? The button fell off my board here. And it just disappeared. I think this is it. Oh, here's a little sticker. Come on, let's bring some music up. Here's a question. What kind of parka does Cremo Coil wear? Everyone should know the answer to that one. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Hello, who's this?
Jerome.
Hey, Jerome, how are you?
Good.
You, how many IQ tests have you taken? And you better not say 3.
32. I have to be very consistent in my field.
So you do it kind of constantly. You're constantly evaluating yourself, or others are evaluating you and your intelligence? Poorly.
I'm age 44, and I started taking IQ tests at age 8. So you do the math, and then, you know, kind of tracking progress.
Don't tell Bucci what to do.
Like, difference of IQ between age 13 and 14, not so much, but 13 and 18, yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah, well, this is what just an underliner of how flawed these things are, because I did the same thing as you. You know, I've taken one young, but it hasn't changed. My score hasn't changed
Oh, okay. Well, you're maintaining a rigor.
Yes. Well, it's the same test over and over again, too. So, like, what color is the sky?
So, like,
how cold
the pumpkin is
orange clouds?
In Halloween.
How many hands does a pumpkin have? Stuff like that. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's, you want to, you ready there, bud?
Yeah, give it to me.
Bucci spends hours and hours every day drawing in the dirt with a stick. Circles and endless circles and circles and circles. What was Bucci's original time slot?
8 p.m.
No, that's not correct, Jerome, there.
Oh, okay, well, maybe my IQ is not as hot.
Well, I mean, your IQ may be high, but your Booch Q is quite low.
Booch Q.
Oh, I'll work on improving my Booch Q.
Yes.
Any books you recommend, encyclopedias?
No, it's very easy, man. All you got to do is listen to Bucci.
Bucci.
Which
oh,
is
I
a Bucci
adage.
All right. That's it.
What else you got?
All right, you want to do another one? You want to do another one? Okay.
Yeah, sure. This is fun.
Okay. What is an example? I just did one a Bucci adage just an earlier a second ago. What is another example of a Bucci adage?
You got booched.
That's right. That's right. You got it. Good job, Jerome. You redeemed yourself by one. All right, goodbye. Caller, you got Bucci.
Yeah, no. Wait, I just say it's Oscar again, but look, it's $20 because you sold, you bought four at five, so that's 20, but you sold two at 20, so that's 40. So 40 minus 20 is $20. I'm just going on memory, but look, Pooch, I know for second, for sure, 100%, it was a Tom and Jerry Parker. But not only that, it was child size. And you know why I know that, Pooch? Because I wrote it down in the notes, and now I have to go back and write the notes, but I'm doing it. I'm like,
all right,
the unofficial
historian. My friend, Oscar. So
okay.
Thank you for answering that question about the cast iron pans. But unfortunately, it was a trick question. I never would ever sell my cast iron pans.
Oh, okay. So, but I have credit though, right? Half credit?
Yes, half credit. And I believe you got some in that. You got the Tom and Jerry Parker question correct.
That's right. And it was child size. I had written it down. Thank you so much.
All right. I feel so misunderstood. Or not understood at all. You're not even misunderstanding, Bucci. You know, I'm a open book. I'm like the book that's it has a, you know, you open it and there's, it's all the pages are cut out and there's a knife in there. And Bucci is the knife. 201-209-9368, which is not a Bucci adage, by the way. If you want to take a Booch Q, you want to get your Booch Q evaluated? People think they're so friggin' smart. Well, I've been doing this thing, capital T, for some time now. I don't even know how long. 4 years, maybe? And there's a boatload of trivia. I do a lot of, you know, we do a lot of talking on this show. And I, you know, we, I just want to see how close you're listening. And not just... It's not just in the background at your, you know, it's on the PA during your wedding or at night in bed with someone. You should stop and listen. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how you doing?
I'm fine. How? Who is this?
Okay, this is Lorraine from Long Island.
Did you say Lorraine?
Lorraine, yeah.
Hey, Lorraine, how are you?
I'm okay. Happy to be talking to you.
My aunt's name is Lorraine.
Many older ladies are named Lorraine.
And also,
I've been an outlier.
That's a Lorraine adage, too. Okay.
Excellent.
So, let's see. Let's get a good question. Bucci is traveling. If Bucci was traveling at X speed down a road of Y length, will he be home in time to watch Yellowstone?
I feel like that's a trick question because that is a streaming service television show.
That's assuming what kind of television show?
It's a streaming service television show. There's no time.
You
when
got
you
it.
Get home. It's you time to watch Yellowstone.
Absolutely, you absolutely nailed it. I thought people were gonna fall right down and on their face on that one. Lorraine, the best.
Thanks, Pooch.
Great job.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye. See. Lorraines know what's going on, which is a Lorraine
adage.
Caller, you go Bucci.
Oh, Booch. How you doing, Booch?
Who is this?
It's Double G, Bucci.
Oh, okay. How are you doing, Double G?
I'm out of my own cognizance, Bucci.
You know what? Something I was meaning to talk to you about. I met a guy during the marathon named Triple G.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I figured you guys should call together. It'd be a one good time there.
A giga G.
All right. Do you want a quiz? You want a question? Are you? That's why you're calling.
Yeah. Pop quiz, hotshot.
Okay. Why are the Chicago Bulls a disaster? Why are they a bad team?
I don't know. Probably because like Tyler Hero's not pulling his weight or something.
Tyler Hero's on the Heat.
Oh, he's on the Heat. See, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's a throwaway one. Let's see. Who is trying to destroy Bucci? It's a multiple choice. Ready?
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, or all of the above?
Honestly, I think it's just you, Bucci.
Well, yeah, you know what? You're right, because that was you. So you got it right. You should have said you, but it was on there, so...
But it was you. I was there or you was there?
No, it was letter U. It was option U. U. It was a kind of a play on words that I was just having a little fun with. So option U was Bucci.
I love you, man.
Yeah, I like you too, man. All right, goodbye. Just because you get the right answer, that doesn't mean that you should sidle up too close to me. I am warm, man. Caller, you go Bucci. Hello? Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Seth. How you doing, bitch?
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. I just want to say that Lorraine is also a really good quiche.
Okay, so if Bucci eats an Italian sub at 3 bites a minute, how much olive oil does he get on his pants?
The same amount that's in a quiche.
Yeah, that's not right. You want to try another one or another answer? How much olive oil does he get on his pants when he eats an Italian sub or grinder or tumbler?
Do you finish the sub or not? Mio.
Yes, I finished the sub.
You get all of the olive oil on your pants.
That's right. I hate to say it, but that's the correct answer. I get all of it on there.
Why do you hate to say that?
Because you got it right. And I was really pulling for you to lose.
Oh, I thought because it looks like you made something else on your pants.
Okay, gotta go. Caller, you go Bucci.
Bucci, this is Triple G.
Really, is it?
It's Triple G, yeah.
Hey, Triple G, how are you doing? Yeah, we met. I'm gonna call you the better G, because you're one G better than that other G.
Well, I appreciate that. That is mathematically correct.
It is.
I don't know if it's, you know.
Well, I'm going to let you two. I'm going to let you two knife fight it among yourselves, and I'll stand back with my hands behind my head on a throne.
I'm a G, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Okay, that's a HIPAA violation. Got to be careful there, bud. All right. What's
this is
an example?
HIPAA violation show of WFMU. No.
That is true. What is an example of a Bucci adage? Just another one. What's your favorite Bucci adage?
I think one would be trust Bucci, but verify Bucci.
That is not. That is another. That is someone else's adage, not mine.
That is a faux adage.
That is a faux imposter
adage.
No, it's a Zachary. I think his name is Zachary. It's a Zachary.
Oh yeah,
adage.
Zachary. Yeah.
Okay. The correct answer is peas are packed with fiber. That is a Bucci adage.
Peas are packed with fiber. That's adage. A tongue twister also.
Peas are packed with fiber. Yeah, I know. What are you going to do? All right, Triple G, thanks for calling, man. Call again.
Bucci, yeah.
Look at that. Now I'm looking for 1G and 4. Let's see if we can get them all up. Let's see if I can get the whole thing. Caller, you gut Bucci.
Yeah, I'm called to speak to Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Pete.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Great, I want to take that Booch test.
The Booch Q test. All right, what kind of question do you want? You want a
math?
I don't have any more math questions.
Social studies.
All right, no, let's gonna do a sound quiz, all right? Can you hear this? What is this sound? What's that?
One hand clapping.
No, it's my wrist. It makes that noise when I move it. All right, goodbye. This is just depressing. I feel like I've been talking into the darkness, which I can do every other hour of the week. Hey, look, it's Micah. How are you doing, Micah?
Fine.
Yeah. Do you want to take a Bucci Q test?
Well, Bucci...
Do I have any more answers?
I'm not a good example of a devoted listener because the only reason I listen to your show is because it's out there playing while I'm getting ready for my show.
Okay,
so
what
it's
is...
Not,
what
I'm
is?
Not, if I had any choice in the matter, I'd have nothing to do with
sure,
it.
Sure, but unfortunately, you do not have a choice, and so you are locked into this show. What is Bucci's favorite texture? And be careful about what you say. What is Bucci's favorite texture?
Slimy.
No, it's old banana. Very close, though. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, can I take the quiz?
Yeah, of course. What's your name?
It's Brian from Hoboken. Sorry.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good.
All right. And you've taken how many IQ tests in your life?
1.5.
And how many Booch Q tests have you taken?
0.
But soon to be 1, right?
Yeah.
You are shaking Bucci's hand. What are you actually shaking?
You did a whole show on handshaking once.
That's true.
It was like you had like a little animal that you kept in your pocket, right? Like it was like a little handshake animal.
That might have, you know what, that was my old manner of shaking hands. I understand. So you're kind of half right.
Is it a raw fish?
No. Oh. It is a mannequin arm. So that's the actual answer. But that you're right about that. I used to have a little animal that did all my handshaking, a little pocket poodle.
Yeah. But mannequin hand was obvious.
Yes. All right. Goodbye. It was obvious. All right. We have time for what? I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like maybe there was 3 answers. Did you see Twin Peaks: The Return, Micah?
No.
I'm surprised. I have a Twin Peaks: The Return question on here. That's why if anyone really quick wants to talk about Twin Peaks: The Return. Next week. So, one last question. Where can you hear Bucci? And the answer is WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online all the time at WFMU.org.
Bucci Q.
Till next week, it's up to Music and Mind Control is next. Who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci.